We spend a lot of time on our mobile devices these days, and automakers have taken note, rolling out connected cars that make it easy to do nearly everything from your phone.
We all enjoy those kinds of experiences where you want something, and by the push of the button, everything gets taken care of for you. You don't have to go here and there and piece a bunch of things together by yourself.
Ford recently introduced FordPass, a mobile platform that lets car owners access services like finding and paying for a parking spot.
All right, here's the details of what the charges will be and so on. And then I submit, and then I receive the QR code to allow me entry and access to that parking location.
Over at Buick, the OnStar Remote Link app connects owners to their cars no matter how far away they are.
This car in Detroit, I could start from here in New York, or let's say I have the only key to it and my wife in Detroit needs to get into the car, I could unlock it for her from here.
The feature harnesses the car's 4G LTE connectivity. Up to 7 mobile devices can connect to it at any given time.
We want people to feel as if they're at home within the car, which a lot of people want to be in just for the driving experience. Now they can be in there as well. The passengers can be in there as well for the connectivity experience.
But what does that connectivity mean for your privacy?
You know, it's important to have personal information to create that individualized, personalized experience, but certainly it'll be customers' option.
For certain consumers, it may not even be an issue.
There certainly is a factor where a younger consumer is much more comfortable giving up a lot more privacy and data than an older consumer is. And more likely than not, you're going to see a similar behavior to how they handle their personal privacy within the vehicle.
Considering how capable our mobile devices have become, perhaps the only question left to answer is, who's driving?